You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another spring flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to another episode of Taking a Walk. Music history on foot. If you like the podcast, please share this episode with a friend. Buzz Knight is your host, and today's episode is a unique story of musical independence. Daniel Cervantes is our guest, and he's a working musician with his project Chest Fever, which is comprised of members of the band Mrs. Henry, showcasing the official revival of the band. Daniel is also the owner of Blind Owl Records, an independent West Coast label. Join Buzz next with Daniel Cervantes.
Well, Daniel, thanks for joining us. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Barstow, California right now.
You're a man of many elements in your toolbox. Thanks for joining us on Taking a Walk. How did this all happen? May I call you your dudeness or duder or El Deuteronomo?
Oh, I'll go away. Geronimo, Arama, dude, Dan, Cervantes, and Nick Cervantes. I'm still trying to figure out how it all started, but it's still going, so I guess I should be thankful for that. As early, theoretically, as 2012, technically, when I put out my first Mrs. Henry CD on Myers label, Blind Owl, and the record label started out because I started a band, and I didn't know anybody who would want to put us out or do anything because I didn't know anybody then. Still trying to meet everybody now, but at that time, if you're in a band, you have a record, you gotta put it out. You got a record label, so I thought, well, I'll just come up with my own record label, and that's how Blind Owl Records started.
Well, when did the light bulb go off, telling you would have a musical journey in your life?
That was early on. That was much more before 2012. Let's say, when I was in high school, something just clicked. And as a young adolescent or teenager trying to find your way in the universe and the world and trying to find some purpose, the guitar came into my stratosphere and it just clicked. And, one morning I just woke up and the light was on. I knew this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Come hell or high water. I still have been doing it.
Did anybody try to talk you out of it?
Many people tried to talk me out of it. Many people still try to talk me out of it. But that being said, everyone around me is, this is from my wife to my mom to my, everybody probably but my dad. My dad's always been a big supporter, and he knew at a very early age, but when I was, my parents were separating, I was at his house. He left for work one day. I was over the weekend, I'm just sitting there at 10 in the morning playing guitar. He came back at 10 that night, and I'm sitting there playing guitar, listening to, this or that. He's like, well, I've never seen this kid do something for 12 hours straight in a row that was, something good for him, something that was bad for him. So he's like, he might be onto something. So, at this point, there's more lovers, and I've got a lot of support and a lot of backing to get me through, all the love and support goes a long way, especially when you're in your mid 30s in a rock and roll band post pandemic, and you're in a hotel in Barstow, California, because he left Denver, Colorado, a little late. By a little late, 9:30 in the morning yesterday. You just didn't have the heart to do a 4 a.m. pull into San Diego.
And the San Diego community really is where you were formed, right?
Correct. I don't know where I was conceived by the San Diego, but I was definitely formed to San Diego. And then I formed my musical upbringing in San Diego and Los Angeles as well. I lived in L.A. for 6 years, where I went to Musicians Institute and Los Angeles City College, and got my bachelor's degree in music, and had a whole bunch of journeys, met a whole bunch of lifelong friends and relationships there in LA that I still have with me too.
Well, since you like to wear cool hats, and since you wear many hats, obviously we'll really start with the musician hat and go through sort of the evolution of your brand and your band. So how did you sort of decide to take, certainly the path loving this amazing band like I do and many others do called The Band?
Well, that kind of just came out of oil. Sink or swim in a point in my career. So I was living in LA, as I had previously mentioned. I was working hard to be in a band that I had the opportunity to. It was a band that's actually out there. It was called Birdie. And this band, Birdie, had a few records out. They had kind of a buzz going. Anyone out there could do the research on some, it's funny, in LA, it's definitely, it's not what you do, but and, as I mentioned, there's still lifelong friendships and relationships I made when I was in LA that stay with me till this day. And where the band love and spark came from was I was trying to join this band, and I had a really good friend that was the bass player in it. And at the time, I was a blues guitarist disciple. I mean, I loved classic rock. I heard of the band, but I didn't get the band. And, I was at that time more Peter Green and, John Mayall. And I was more about Muddy Waters, Newport, than I was about, Woodstock in 67, 68. So, I was having trouble just wrapping my head around being an all-around guitarist. I gotta play rhythm, I gotta play lead, but I gotta play at the same time. And I'm like, I kind of put myself into the one or the other. And then my friend's like, dude, well, have you heard of Robbie Robinson? He's like, dude, Robbie, he's like, that's the guy you need to go and listen to and watch. And I was like, Robbie who? He's like, Robbie Robinson. I was 24. And I was like, okay, sure, man. I was like, at this point, I really want this gig. I have to do everything I have to do to get it, because there's, it's a lot of great opportunities. I want this gig. And he put on The Last Waltz. He put on Full Cripple Creek. And I listened and I was like, okay, I get it. He's playing a little rhythm here. And then he puts his lead guitar there. And then he's back here. I was like, oh, he's playing the guitar. And like the light bulbs went on in my head again. I was like, oh. And then my friend Jeff McElroy, who's the bassist in the band, he's like, yes, you just have to play the guitar. And he's saying this whole time. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't get it until I watched this. And then I became a fan, and just it became a North Star for me as a guitar player of how to be a guitar player. Kind of a lost art of just being a guitar player. No pedals, no frills. You play the guitar, you turn your volume all the way up when you need to take a solo, and you turn it down when you want to play rhythm. I mean, a huge influence from the get-go. And then it just never stopped. And it was, you know, I was 24, and that was at a time where, you know, I still was having more like, oh, who's this? And somebody turns you on to an artist. You're like, oh my God, we buy every record, like, fine. And I, you know, listen to it day and night. And I was still there in that development. Still am. Somebody recently turned me on to Dave Matthews. I saw a Dave Matthews concert last year after years and years of me. Dave Matthews. I'm like, I don't get it. I'd listen, watch the DVD, you know, 20 years ago. I don't get it. And then I saw him live, and I was like, holy shit. This is maybe the best concert I've ever seen. So, yeah, all starting there. Necessity. I either got it or I wasn't going to get the gig. And ultimately, I got the gig. And I got it.
So you unfortunately never got to see the band play it live, right?
Correct. I never got a chance to see any members of the band play, let alone the band.
Do you think if you did, it would have somehow change the way that you interpret them at all?
Oh, 100%. And they're still very much one of the hardest bands categorized. And I mean, let alone a band that they chose to have their name be one of the most hardest band, easiest band name I've ever seen, what they call the band. But it's an Abbott Costello joke constantly with them, because nobody gets it's a band called the band, let alone they had an interest in every kind of music, but they were good enough to dip their toes in it, but they were great enough to make it work. And so, you know, I feel like there have been bands that eclectic since, but most of the time when a band comes out, it's pretty much a straightforward thing, and they revolutionized what a band could do. I think that's why everybody was obsessed with them was, you know, at their core, they were just a tight unit. That was years, like I think at least 5 to 7 years they were a band, let alone playing and touring relentlessly.
Ever thought about reaching out to the last surviving member, Garth Hudson?
You know, we've made attempts, we've had people make attempts. You know, some people are easier to get a hold of than others. I mean, I never would have thought Garth would be easy to get a hold of. But, you know, also, we've tried, and, you know, we've also, and whatever made time to his life on this earth, why would he want to talk to us? Let alone, you know, anyone. There are a lot of people who say they know Garth Hudson. Garth never called us up. We've never talked. We've never waked up. And we've tried. We've been like, listen, we'll drive like 4 hours out of our way just to shake hands with the guru, but, you know, meet the Buddha. We jumped at an opportunity to get to meet Garth and share the stage with Garth.
Daniel, how can people follow the touring schedule and all the great output of Blind Owl Records?
They can follow it online, blindowlsd.com, blindowl.com. You can find, you know, about what we're doing. We've done an awesome newsletter that, you know, we make sure to have at least a monthly outreach, if not biweekly. And, you know, we're continuously building that building. It's however you can. And people have every avenue that they like to follow a band on. So it's all out there.
It's so nice to meet you virtually, Daniel. Congratulations on all the great work, and thanks for being on Taking a Walk.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Thanks, Buzz.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.